Well, right at the end of last week, I saw something that gave me more hope than anything I can remember in 5 years, maybe in 10. Pretty simple story, really. It started out as most of the news I encounter these days started out, with yet another shocking catastrophe. This one brought to us by our friends over at Project Veritas, who never cease to amaze me and who I think are probably the most important players on the board. James O'Keefe had sent his team undercover into some of America's classrooms, and on a series of exposés, this is the one he opened with. I'd like you to meet this charming individual.
And then, so like, and I do it for extra credit, so they get points for doing it. Like, and so that encourages them to do it. When they go, they take pictures, they write up a reflection. That's their extra credit. Like, I have an Antifa flag on my wall, and a student complained about that, and he said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable. So if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to. 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
And that's the question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are indifferent. I think they're distracted by the gadgets and
sure.
Video games. How do you do that? How do you
scare the out of them?
So great, I thought. What a surprise. Yet another one. Maybe he might be fired. But to be perfectly honest with you, I thought all the satisfaction I was going to get out of this was watching him being pursued down the street by one of James's actual journalists. You can see he's suddenly not so sure of himself here in the second part of that clip from Project Veritas.
And you mentioned to one of our colleagues that you have 180 days to turn students into revolutionaries. Would you like to expound upon that?
We do not consent to this filming. We do not consent to these questions.
The next day, I discovered that this charming individual had indeed been fired. And I thought, well, small victory there, I guess. But that's not what the New Hope is all about. The New Hope is all about what happened after that. Because the following day, they had a school board meeting at the school district where this particular individual had been hired and had just been fired. Here's what some of the parents of the children that this guy had indoctrinated had to say about his presence and what took so long to figure out just exactly what was going on down the hall in the classroom and had the Antifa flag and Chairman Mao on the wall.
Not only does his termination need to be taken effective immediately, but I believe a criminal investigation needs to happen immediately.
I was shocked when I saw this on the news. I don't even hardly know what to say. Teaching communism in the public school system is complete. It's evil. It's nonsense, okay? I've been to the former Soviet Union 7 times. I know what they do over there. I've worked with communist refugees for 40 years, since I was 12 years old. I know what it means when an entire family is blown to pieces and killed, okay? That's where this is going. This is evil. It's darkness. It is hell. And these are criminals for abusing our children. They're principals.
There were so many red flags. The man had an Antifa flag behind his desk. He had Chairman Mao in the f***ing corner. Are you kidding me?
As people have mentioned, this guy had an Antifa flag on his wall. He had Chairman Mao on his wall. He was indoctrinating these kids every single day. He was abusing them, scaring them every single day. Where the hell was the principal? Where were the vice principals? Where was the other faculty at this school? Where was the superintendent? Where was the rest of the district? Where were you? You know, he was fired today. Why wasn't he fired a year ago? Why wasn't he fired 2 years ago? Why did this go on for so long? Why are you only doing anything about it now?
Because you got caught.
Exactly.
This means that in 2 weeks, in 13 days, he was allowed to change my daughter's mind about some fascist crap that y'all have let in this school. I'm tired. This is ridiculous.
Now, here's the best part of all. As this night continued and as the temperature started to rise, you could see that the school board members started to get a little uncomfortable because the parents were asking the kind of questions that, you know, a journalist might have asked back in those quaint old days when we had journalists. They asked questions like, how long have all of you known about this? Because it's inconceivable to me as a parent that the principal and the vice principal wouldn't know that there was a Antifa flag and Chairman Mao posters on the wall in one of their classrooms for the last 2 years. And then they ask questions like, in the interview that we saw, the undercover interview, he says there are other teachers like that at school. What are their names and what are you doing about it? And finally, an actual journalist, she's young, she's probably not been fully indoctrinated yet and doesn't really understand that you're not supposed to ask actual questions in this day and age, but nevertheless, all credit to her because she basically said this.
Have any prior complaints been made against Gabriel Geip, and have they been reported to Intercom High School? If so, what were those complaints? When did they happen, and what actions were taken by the school? And if no actions were taken, why weren't they taken? And then another question, the teacher in question, Gabriel Geip, stated that other teachers do share his beliefs. Has the board taken steps to identify any of those teachers who may have been sharing their opinions in the classrooms? And if so, what actions are being taken?
So confronted with this, the fully woke school board did what the woke always do, which is rise up to the challenge, stand there manfully, and defend their position. No, just kidding. They ran like hell. Watch.
Madam Chair, I'm going to motion for another recess.
Second the motion.
Is there prior unanimous roll call without objection?
And that was the little cherry on the cupcake of happiness for me, folks. Watching the people that allowed this to happen turn and run from we the people. Oh, we need a 5-minute recess. Well, you heard the people screaming and shouting about that, and they didn't go for a 5-minute recess. They went for the hills. They're probably running still. So here's why this is a new hope, for me anyway. The fact that these parents are so furious means that they were unaware of what was happening. Now, there's an enormous difference, a world of difference, an entire future of difference between not knowing and not caring. If they had not cared, I'd say this is yet another signal for all of us to pack up our beans and ammo and go live in the hills and kind of wait for the inevitable end, but that's not what we're seeing at all. These people are furious because they didn't know what was going on, and now they do. And that tells me, and by the way, this is in California, I might point out, just a little, a little north of Sacramento. That's telling me that the vast majority of Americans who we always sit and wonder, why could you have done this? How could you have voted for this? Why do you let this continue? They let it continue because they don't know what's going on. And that's a very difficult thing for you and I to come to grips with because we've been digging into this stuff for 5, 10, 15 years now in some cases, but they haven't. And more importantly, they don't know what they don't know. And when you show them what is actually happening, and this is the most important point of all, which is why James O'Keefe and Project Veritas is so remarkably effective. I'm sure these parents have heard through emails or on Facebook or whatever, that our kids are being indoctrinated. And that has the same effect as any other email or any other thing that you might read of, something that's of concern, and I'll get to that later. But once they saw this guy, once they saw just how evil it was, once the guy said, yeah, I've got just a couple of days to turn them all into revolutionaries. How do you do that? Well, I scare the out of them. That's how. It's not that they don't care what's going on. It's that they don't know what's going on. And showing people what's going on is much easier than making them care about something they already know about.